Hey, are you in sales and you want to know how to smash that glass ceiling? Do you want to make more money than you ever thought was possible? You're in the right place. My name's Sandra Carter. I've been in commercial real estate for over 2 decades and I know how to sell. I'm going to teach you the habits, the formulas, the tips, the tricks, and the tools that you will need to be a superstar salesperson in whatever field you're in. So sit back, relax, tune in, and listen to my podcast, Million Dollar Agent, and let's smash some glass ceilings together. This episode is brought to you by M2 Moringa. Hey, hey, Million Dollar Agents, it's Sandra again, and welcome to episode 25. Okay, so lots of stuff going on in the marketplace at the moment. There's a lot of doom and gloomers. There's a lot of media telling us that the whole world is falling apart. There's people talking about recessions. Now, I don't want to hear that stuff. Now, there's an old saying about the rich getting richer. Now, this is something that happens because people are clever and they take opportunities when opportunities arise. If you start sitting back and not doing anything because you've been told no one else is going to do anything, everybody's downing their tools and it's all doom and gloom, you are not going to make any money. Stop listening to other people. In commercial real estate in particular, the interest rates are up, inflation's up, more people are leasing, less people are owner-occupying, but the investors are buying. So again, what do? I go and list properties that we can put tenants in. I go and find investors that are looking for stock and I match them up, or I find a lot of lease stock for current investors who are looking for tenants. So there's so much work on, it's ridiculous. If anybody says the recession word to me again, I'm just going to slap them. Don't you listen to that media. Don't pay in. They love to get your attention. They love to create sensationalism and give you the bad news because you pay attention to it. Now, I understand some markets are going to hurt, but you need to pivot. You need to have a look at what you're doing and you need to adjust. Go and do something else. If you're in a market that's really severely affected by interest rates increasing and inflation increasing, and there's no other angle for you to make money, then get out. Go and do something else. But don't get stuck in that lane. Don't listen to everybody's negativity around you, because if they don't want to progress and keep moving forward in their lives, regardless of what the market's doing, it's a roller coaster ride. The market goes up, it comes down, it's a cycle. And it's been that way since the beginning of time. We didn't start the fire, my friends. It's like that old Billy Joel song. So forget it. Get on with it. Go and do something that's going to make you a lot of money. Sales is sales, my friend. And once you're really good at sales, you can sell anything. You just need to work out what you're going to sell, whether it be investment properties, whether it be selling insurance, vacuum cleaners, ice to the Eskimos, Coca-Cola, it doesn't matter. What you're selling really isn't so much of a big deal as to what you're doing on a daily basis to stand out from the competition. So you really need to go back through my other podcast episodes to work out how to be a good salesperson. It doesn't really matter what we're selling. People would just need to have that skill set that makes you better than everyone else. And that's where the money is. And sales is a bit tricky. Like, you need to be ahead of both sides of the fence. When it comes to commercial property, if you've got a buyer and you've got a seller and you're negotiating with those parties, you need to be one step ahead of both sides every step of the way, and the deal will happen. Trust me. So if you want to know how to do this, you really need to do my course, which is the fundamentals of commercial real estate. But ask me about that. Ask me for more information. You can email me on sandra@milliondollaragent.info for more on that. Anyway, back to the podcast. So really stop listening to the media. It just drives me crazy how they give us a very small snapshot of what's going on and tell us that the world is coming to an end. And I'll tell you why that bothers me so much. In commercial real estate, for instance, there's so many variables that affect prices for commercial property. One of them is interest rates. Yes, correct. One of them is inflation. Yes, correct. The other one is building costs, costs of construction, costs of steel, supply of land, supply and demand from tenants and owner occupiers and investors. So if there's a little bit of stock and a lot of demand, It doesn't matter that the interest rates are going up. It just means that instead of having 20 buyers who 10 of them had to get finance and 10 had cash, the 10 that had to get finance are going to find it a bit harder to do the deal. But the demand is so hot and the media don't tell you that bit. They also don't tell you how frigging hard it is to get the sites. So getting land to build the product, to getting land to build industrial units at the moment is very difficult. Once you get the land, you need to get it costed up and you need to build it very high. So it slowed the supply chain down, which means that demand outstrips supply. And this is why the prices keep going up. And the media are going to tell you the opposite to that because they haven't factored in the other things. They haven't told you about construction costs. They haven't told you about demand for Queensland, for instance, has never been so high. Everybody wants to move to Queensland. So if I sat down and watched the news and listened to what was going to happen or listened to, you know, clients that were doom and gloomers, I wouldn't get out of bed and I'd be like, oh my goodness, I've got nothing to do. The world is going to end. I won't have any work on. I'm going to struggle. I'm not going to be able to feed myself. But the absolute truth is I've never been so busy. It's just bedlam out there. And there's so many opportunities. And a lot of people have popped their heads down and they're staying out of the way and they're playing it safe. Don't be that person. Don't play it safe. Find those little windows of opportunity because they're everywhere. And when everyone else has got their head down, the opportunities pop up. And I've seen it. So keep going. Put another foot in front of the other and just keep powering through. There's money to be made. Lots of money to be made in these markets. So yeah, it's kind of me having a bit of a vent really, isn't it, about the doom and gloomers. And please don't tell me there's going to be a recession. Look, if there is, there is. We can't stop it, but it's a cycle again. So you just need to work out how to navigate around it and focus on what you're doing. Focus on your business. Stop worrying about everyone else's stuff. Stop worrying about the big picture. Focus on what you're good at and get better at it. Fine-tune your skills. Be attentive to your clients. Go above and beyond. It's a really good time to really sharpen your tools and knuckle down and get on with it because you're going to make money, my friend. Stop worrying about the macroeconomics of it. Start worrying about your pool. Look after your pool. Weed the garden, get the pool clean, make sure that your backyard is immaculate, and stop looking over the fence at everyone else. Terrible, terrible analogy. Sorry. This podcast seems a bit loose-goose today and I do apologize, but I really needed to have a vent about how outside influences can put a dampener on the way you're feeling as a salesperson and it can get in your way. And I really don't want you to feel that way. And I don't want you to think that, you know, we are going into tough times because there's opportunities in all of those tough times. As I say, the rich are getting richer. And why is that? Not because they're taking advantage of those people that are in those tough times, but because they can sniff out the opportunities. And you have to be like that too. You have to have that mindset where there is opportunities everywhere you look and you just need to flip a bit and get your teeth into those opportunities and make a bad situation. Use lemons to make lemonade, that type of mentality. I was listening to the news. It was on in the background the other night and I was cooking dinner and I just couldn't get my head around how much fear they were driving and how much bad news they were relishing in telling the audience. It was one thing after another. It was electricity was going up 20% and interest rates. We were going to have another interest rate hike coming up and, you know, the cost of living was exponentially higher than it had been for such a long time. And, you know, the inflation was going to be at 8%. And, you know, the wages weren't keeping up with inflation and everybody's underpaid and everyone's going to be $5,000 a year better off. Worse off. And I thought, you know, $5,000 is really one lease deal when you're a commercial agent. It's not such a biggie. And, you know, if you're in sales and you're in the right sector, then that's fine. It's not a big deal. Just make more money. That's it. If cost of living goes up, charge more. I had an interesting conversation with a client this morning about it, and he's a friend of mine now. We've known each other forever. He's probably one of the very first clients I did a deal with way back in 2002. Anyway, he was telling me about his business and what was happening and how the cost of everything's gone up. And I said, look, rents have gone up. Commercial rents have gone up, and they needed to. And this is why everything else has gone up. Properties have doubled in price in the last 10 years, but the rentals didn't do anything. For about 20 years, the rentals all stayed the same and they had to move. So that was the last thing to move. But people are still not putting their prices up. You need to put your prices up to cover your rent. Everything needs to move. We get stuck in this comfort zone. And it made me wonder, am I charging enough commission? Am I charging enough percentage? Should I be putting my percentage up? But yeah, I don't know how my clients would take that. You get what you pay for, right? You get what you pay for. So yeah, it's all about perspective. And people buy residential properties for capital growth. Capital growth is happening in commercial property. That never happened. Things are different now. Things are better now. So stop listening to the media and yeah, really just focus on minding your own business, getting on with your business, getting good at your business. And trust me, it's a good time to do this because the competition will definitely put their tools down. It's a good excuse not to work harder because they can blame the economy, they can blame the market, they can blame what's going on externally as an excuse not to work hard and have a rest and have a break. Don't do that. Get on with it. Don't rest. Now's the time to move. Now's the time to move your hands as fast as you can. So that's where the rich get richer because they're moving their hands. Be that person. And if you are going around being a doom and gloomer, please stop it. Nobody wants to deal with that person. Nobody wants to deal with somebody who's got a negative outlook. And sometimes it's used as an excuse just to not move forward. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not proceeding with that purchase of that property because my accountant told me that we need to knuckle down, buckle down, and it's all going to fall in a big heap. And, you know, I've even been told that this time next year, everything's going to be way cheaper. Everything's going to come back. It's going to have a correction. No, it's not going to improve the construction prices another 12 months. It's not going to stop people wanting to move to Queensland in 12 months. It's not going to have more supply on the market in 12 months. There's lots and lots of industries and lots of people's businesses that are going gangbusters now. And this is the after post-COVID gangbuster business boom that I'm seeing with small businesses that have gone from like 150 square meters to 500 square meter spaces because their businesses are going so great. Now, there's always someone moving along the ladder, and I've spoken about the ladder before, and our job as commercial real estate agents is not to worry about the market. We are problem solvers for our clients, so we need to find out what our clients' needs are, if they're going up in size or down in size or sideways or whatever, and solve the problem. So if you're in commercial real estate, then you will have plenty to do because you're moving people up and down that ladder. Now, 12 months ago, I posted a little thing on TikTok about don't be a doom and gloomer. Now, 12 months ago, I had clients telling me exactly the same thing as they're saying now, that it's all going to end in a big heap in the next 12 months. And the market is fabulous at the moment. So it's the same thing over and over again. In fact, I'm going to actually play that little TikTok for you. If you don't follow me on TikTok, have a look at it. I'm doing a bit of silly stuff now because apparently that's where you get the traction. But here's a little snippet from a TikTok I did before I even started my podcast. Here we go.
Hey, it's Sandra again. Just a quick one, funny conversation with a client who was talking to another commercial agent who told them that the market is about to fall apart and the wheels are going to fall off and it's all doom and gloom. Now, firstly, as a commercial agent, our job is not to worry about the market. Our job is to problem solve for the client. So it doesn't matter what the market's doing. If your client needs to downsize because of a bad market, your job is to find that client another property, lease the property they're in, or if they're upsizing. The market's like a staircase. People are moving down the stairs, bigger properties to smaller. People are moving up the stairs, smaller properties to bigger. People are getting off the stairs, they're selling their properties altogether. So it doesn't really matter what the staircase looks like. You're either moving them up or you're moving them down. The market's seriously not your problem. So if you'd like more tips on how to be a superstar agent, my podcast is coming out soon, so keep your eyes out for that. But seriously, stop telling your clients that it's doom and gloom. There's always opportunities as a commercial agent to make money in any market. The market is not anything to do with us. So we just have to work in the market and be adaptable. So that's my tip for Monday. Have a good day.
Yeah, so as you can see, I truly believe this stuff. That was a year ago. The market did not fall apart. The wheels did not fall off. Everyone went through that cycle where they're telling us it's all doom and gloom. Stop listening to other people. Stop listening to the media. Stop listening to the negative Nellies and the doom and gloomers. Run your own race. Stay in your lane and get really, really good at what you're doing. Do courses. Get a mentor. Sharpen your tools. Focus on your skills. Put your head down and do your thing. Anyway, that's it. That's my vent for episode 25. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Sandra Carter. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and LinkedIn under Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. And I actually have a handle now for my YouTube channel, which is Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. So if, and it's Carter with a D. I don't know if I've ever said that in any of my podcasts. It's C-A-R-D-E-R. If you've Googled me and you've gone Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, that's not me. Carter with a D. So that's a wrap for episode 25. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. If you're interested in contacting me, you can contact me on sandra@milliondollaragent.info. And ask me about my course, ask me about my mentorship program. And if you want to get into commercial real estate, I'm absolutely more than happy to help you. So, yeah, touch base and we can have a chat. Keep selling hard. Smash that glass ceiling. Oh, and please stop listening to the media and the doom and gloomers. They will not serve you any purpose. So that's it. Till next time. This episode was brought to you by M2 Moringa. Now, this is a tea tonic that I have every single morning. I have it with lemon and hot water, and it's so packed with vitamins that I've had to throw away all of my pills because I don't need them anymore. It has vitamin A, vitamin B1, B2, B3. It's got vitamin C. It's got calcium. It's got chromium. It's got copper. It's got iron, magnesium. It's got manganese. It's got phosphorus, potassium, protein, and zinc. So, yeah.